Imagine a Squamish with a population of a few hundred people where the roads were dirt and difficult to navigate, and there were no churches, per se. Instead, services were held by visiting religious leaders in people's homes. That was the past for many local churches, including St. Joseph Church of Squamish, which celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. The current church is located at 2449 The Boulevard. Its parishioners are hosting upcoming celebrations in honor of the anniversary. The Squamish chief recently met with three longtime parishioners, Paul Schilling, Clem Whippich and Vita Giroux, to discuss what the church and the anniversary means to them. Schilling first came to the church when he moved to Squamish in 1970. Back then, the church was on 4th Avenue. He recalls doing repairs on that church. "Community is the main part of the church," he said, when asked what the church means to him. "If there is no church, there's no community." Over the years, the congregation has risen and fallen depending on what is happening in town. What had hurt us the most financially was when the railroads shut down. The pulp mill shut down. The lumber mill shut down. It was a mass exodus," Schilling said. Currently, the church has 120 to 130 active parishioners and a congregation of about 250 families. Whippich first came to the church, and Squamish, in 1975. He describes how most people who lived here then were railroad people, worked at the woodfiber mill, or were from Mount Shear, Britannia Mine. For Whippich, the anniversary offers an opportunity to participate in the community. "The church is a lifeline," he said. "As Catholics, we believe in the presence of God, the Holy Eucharist, it's the real thing. So for us, without it, we're in bad shape." He said the church's teaching provides a guide to being a good person. "You see, we'd like to pass on the good teachings," he said. Giroux has been with the church since 1991. When she got married, her husband was a parishioner, so she joined him, she said. "The anniversary is a once-in-a-lifetime event," she said. "For me, it's nice to grow with the community, like when this church was built in 1991. It's so much joy for me to be together with the community of parishioners of God-loving people," Giroux said. Tradition of giving. Over the years, the church's chapter of the Catholic Women's League of Canada, CWL, has contributed much to the church and the larger community. In 1969, the CWL started the St. Joseph's Thrift Shop and by 1970 had raised almost $21,000. The thrift store, which has always been located on Cleveland Avenue, is staffed by volunteers. "They give donations also to the different organizations," said Giroux. Whippich added that the thrift shop also serves low-income folks in town. The Knights of Columbus got their local charter in 1985, and also supports the parish and community, Giroux stressed. For example, the organization provides scholarships for students graduating from high school. The next 100 years. Asked what they hope for the church for the next decades, Whippich said, "Continuation and growth. You have to somehow grow. You can't stand still." Giroux echoed that sentiment. "I'm praying that our church will grow more, not only in population but in growing in their faith, in their belief in God." All three parishioners stressed that the church is a welcoming place, regardless of someone's faith or lack thereof. "We never turn people away," said Schilling. Events. The first event for the 100th anniversary is on March 18th at 6 p.m. It will include Mass with the Archbishop, followed by a light potluck dinner. On Sunday, March 23rd, is the anniversary dinner and gala event. All the past priests are invited, and all past and present parishioners are invited to join us in this big celebration, Giroux said. Tickets are available after Mass on Saturdays and Sundays. Find out more on the St. Joseph Squamish Facebook page and website, which also includes the church's history.